No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Great to hear from Jay Foreman there. His take on the George Pickens trade from the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Dallas Cowboys. One short segment left for me, Austin Norman, here at 1040 O Street before we get you on your way to Ticket Weeknights live on our streams, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Allo Channel 961. Because in less than 10 minutes, we've got your Kansas City Royals, my Kansas City Royals, taking over the airwaves on the brick and mortar. Game 3 out of 4 against the Chicago White Sox comes your way. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40 first pitch. Talked about it a little bit with Strick, a 4-3 win, dramatic fashion for the Royals last night. Took game 1 of the series 3-0. 2 games of the 4-game set have gone by. Royals won 13 of their last 15 right now on a bit of a heater since the calendar flipped over to May. So really looking forward to seeing if the boys can consider it a winning homestand against the Chicago White Sox and really bury the White Sox, who remain one of baseball's worst run organizations and one of the poorest teams on the field. Saw this discussion on Royals Twitter, such as it is earlier today. What are the odds that the Royals could offer a contract extension to Mikel Garcia? If you think of the guys that the Royals would offer extensions to, Bobby Witt Jr. already has one. Cole Reagans already has one. In that next crop of players, the next guy for a lot of people would be Vinny Pasquantino, who's starting to come into his own, has dealt with some fluke-ish injuries from time to time in his time in the big leagues. When he went down at the end of last year, it really cratered the Royals offense from about a league average offense to one that struggled to put up any runs. Even in the postseason, where run scoring is at a premium, the Royals offense was bad even for the postseason. So a lot of people would have said Vinny Pasquantino, but I think there's some wait and see on him to see just how much of an extension he's worth. 2 years ago, maybe you say Mikel Garcia, right? Who broke into the league at age of 22, 23. In 2023 is his first really full season with 515 plate appearances. Put up a 681 OPS, which isn't elite. You know, it's not great, but for a first crack in the big leagues, okay, fine, you take it. You like the building blocks. He hit the ball hard, just didn't pull it or hit it in the air a whole lot, didn't tap into the power potential. Then last year, it kind of cratered down to a 613 OPS, only batted 231, an on-base percentage of just 281, and only slugged 332. But so far this year, through 140 plate appearances, Mikel Garcia is running an 870 OPS, getting on base 38.6% of the time and slugging 484. Both would be career highs by a long shot. This is the best stretch of baseball that Mikel Garcia has had in the batter's box for a long time, and quite a bit of it looks sustainable.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
His average exit velocity right now, 93.3 miles per hour, is in the 93rd percentile in Major League Baseball. He's squaring the ball up 37.8% of the time, which is 99th percentile. Not chasing, only chasing 19.8% of the time, only swinging and missing 14.6% of the time. Only striking out at a 14% clip while walking at an 11% rate. Those are pretty good numbers. That tells you that Michael Garcia has grown into a more disciplined, more mature hitter, really just as he's about to enter his athletic prime. He's 25, going to be 26. And you really enter your athletic prime, according to most scientific studies, around the age of 27. Michael Garcia has played all over the diamond. He was primarily a third baseman for the Royals the last couple of years. Handled it at a gold glove level. He's played some second base, was a shortstop coming up, but obviously his path there is blocked by the best player in baseball, Bobby Witt Jr. And even this spring training, Michael Garcia has moonlighted as a center fielder. He's played there and played a decent center field for the Royals in his first real action there. Now, certainly stateside. So there's a versatile player who's hitting the ball well, and the question is, how much do the Royals believe that it's there to stay? Do I think that Michael Garcia is going to be, you know, an 870 OPS player long term? No, I probably don't believe that. But do I think Michael Garcia could be a 750 OPS guy? That would be essentially league average, maybe a touch above. You add that to decent base running, not the fastest guy, but certainly not slow by any means. Good base stealer, good clubhouse guy, elite caliber defender. At a pretty premium defensive position at third base, can also do it at the keystone at second base. And like I said, he's learning to play some center field as well. Michael Garcia might be that next Royal worthy of an extension. Can they get it done with him in enough time to make it worth the Royals' bang for their buck, give Michael Garcia everything that he's looking for as a young guy who's an international player, right? I think there's certainly some wiggle room for both sides to start talking throughout this season and see if they can't get something done next season, especially if Michael Garcia keeps this up. He has been a revelation, a guy that's really taken the step forward that Pasquantino might be coming around to, that Michael Massey hasn't taken yet, that MJ Melendez certainly didn't before he was demoted to Omaha. So that's something to monitor. I'm getting out of the way. We got Lighthouse, the Be a Beacon Hour coming up on the other side. That'll lead you off on stream, kicking off a long night of ticket weeknights. But here on the FM dial, Kansas City Royals in action against the Chicago White Sox. For Strick, for Jay, I'm Austin. It's been a blast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow at 3 for On the Block.